This shir is dedicated to Ilui Nishmoso Shela Isha HaChashuva Rochalea Bas Rav Chaim Osher HaKoyen, the mother of my dear friend Rav Chaim Orlinsky. Many of you probably know Chaim by the name of Henry Orlinsky. Rav Chaim is a dear friend of many of us, a pillar of Torah and of Chesed. And the shir is dedicated to his late mother that passed away 2 weeks ago, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, as she was buried in Yerushalayim. A Holocaust survivor who had the zchiyah of building a beautiful family. Bonim uvnei bonim, bonois uvnei bonois, a beautiful family of Bnei Torah, Talmid Chachamim, Anshe Emes, and Oavei Chesed. She should be a Meretz Yosef for the entire family, and they should all know Simchas and Nachas. The shir is also dedicated to Yinu Nishmoso of Chaim Yisochar ben Yechiel Zeidel Dov, the unforgettable Chaim Feigenbaum. He should be a Meretz Yosef for his family, and they too should only know Simcha and Nachas. So this week's parasha starts with the pasuk Pinchas ben Elozar ben Aaron haKohen Heshev Eschemos Miyal ben Yisrael beKanei Eskenosi beSoichon. And the topic we will be dealing with today is one certain aspect of Kinas Pinchas. Aboy LeRames Kenu and Pogim Boy Pinchas attacked and killed Zimri and Cosby Basur. And that is the Halacha LeMoshe MeSinai elaborated in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Beis. So one of the halachas we find in that sugya is Ilu Nefech Zimri V'Ogel Pinchas Potar Olav Mai Tame Pinchas Roy Deifu. If Zimri would turn over and kill Pinchas, he would bear no responsibility because Pinchas had a din of a Roy Deif. V'Roy Deif Achachaveir Lahorgo Nitan Latziloi Benafshei. The Rishonim and Achronim, well, wonder if Pinchas had a din that of Roidev, then obviously Moshe Rabbeinu would have to kill Pinchas. The din is Roidev Achachaveira Nahorga Nitel Natsila Benafshoi. It is mandatory and not voluntary, and every person is Mechuyev to save the life of the Nirdev Benafsho Shalarodev. How could we possibly say that Pinchas is a Roidev? Pinchas is Mekayim a mitzvah. This mitzvah is not a chiyuv, it's a reshus, but nevertheless it still is a mitzvah, and it is kiddushim shemaim. How could he have a dinner for roidev? So the Rosh and the Ramah, in their footsteps, this man, Choshimish Batov Chof Hei, all explain. It is clear that Pinchas didn't have a dinner for roidev mamish. He was a roidev lachatzoin. Legabe Zimri, Pinchas had a dinner for roidev. But the Rishonim do not explain what is this concept of a roidev lachatzoin. How could we understand that Pinchas is a roidev legabe Zimri, avalo legabe acherim? So a few places in my Svorim, I wrote a big chiddush, but I think it is substantiated from many sources. Habola Horgachu Hashkim Lahorgo is a principle we find a few places in Shas. And I think that is not the general rule, the general din of Roidev. Shnei dinim yeshkan. One din is Roidev Achachaveira Lahorgoi, Nitel Natsila Benashoi. And this din does not differentiate between the person that is threatened, the person whose life is in jeopardy, and others, you know, standers by. However, there's an additional aloha, bula hoga hu askim lahoga, and this aloha is given specifically to the person who is being threatened, whose life is in danger. If a person comes to destroy you, you are entitled to save your life by hurting, by hitting, by killing that other person. And these are two dinim. The source of this aloha is in Sanhedrin 9 Beis in the sugya of Boba Mechteres. Boba Mechteres, Nitan Latzila Benafshei. If a person is a thief and he breaks into another person's house in the middle of the night, the Baal HaBayis is entitled to attack him, even to destroy his life. Why? Chazal explained. If a person breaks into a house in the middle of the night, he knows people are home, and nevertheless, he breaks into their home. He takes into account that the Baal HaBayis might might react aggressively, and they might try to expel him from their home. And at that event, in his mind, his plan is to hurt them, to shoot them, to kill them, and therefore, HaTorah Amra Bo LaHogecho, Hashkem LaHogecho. It is interesting to note that in Sugya of Machteres we find this formulation, this halacha, Habo LaHogecho, Hashkem LaHogecho. But in the big Sugya of Roidev, the fine Gimel, the fine Dalet in Sanhedrin, this rule is not mentioned. We do not find Habo LaHogecho, Hashkem LaHogecho, which brings me to the conclusion that the halacha, Habo LaHogecho, Hashkem LaHogecho, is not the general rule of Roidev. My opinion is also based on the Gemara, or actually two Gemaras in Masechet Brochas. In Brochas Samach Beis and Beis, the Gemara deals with the saga between David and Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech was obsessed by David and he wanted to kill David. He tried to do so. Many opportunities. And then David surprises Shaul in the cave in the Marah. Obviously, in those circumstances, David had the upper hand, and David tells Shaul, "Men haTorah, I have rishus to kill you because you're a roidev. HaTorah Amra Bo LaHogecho, Hashkem LaHogecho. But I saw your tznius, and therefore I decided to spare your life." He cuts off part of his coat, and he lets him free. If indeed Shaul had a din of a roidev, David had no permission to let him free, to spare his life. Because killing a roidev is a chiyuv, not only on the nerdev, on every person. So obviously Shaul didn't have a din of a roidev mamish, but nevertheless, David said, "You're a roidev, atayram rabo lahogach, vashkim lahogach." So in my opinion, it is not coincidence that David uses the halacha, the formulation, Habo LaHogecho, Hashkem LaHogecho. Because in those given circumstances, David judged that Shaul is not a roidev. Right now, he did not endanger David. David had the upper hand. And David hoped that after this encounter, when Shaul will realize that David could have killed him, was entitled to kill him, but he didn't do so, he spared his life, maybe Shaul will change his mind and change his attitude and stop believing that David was out to jeopardize him. And therefore David judged, "I am entitled to kill Shaul because of the specific halacha Habo LaHogecho, Hashkem LaHogecho, but he doesn't have a din of a full-fledged roidev, and therefore he is entitled to spare his life." And Rashi on the spot writes, "HaTorah Amra Bo LaHogecho, Hashkem LaHogecho, Kedei Hashkechin Babo B'Machteres." This once again proves that the din of Hashkem LaHogecho is based on Bo B'Machteres, not on the general din of roidev, because the din of roidev has a different source, Tzako Anaro Bein Moshiyalo. Another Gemara, Brochas Nun Chesam Adalaf, Rav Shela killed a Moisa. Why? Roidefu v'atoyram Rabo LaHogecho, Hashkem LaHogecho. And once again, Rashi writes, how do we know this halacha Rabo LaHogecho, Hashkem LaHogecho? Bo b'machteres. So my feeling is, in that case as well, he wasn't a Moisa Mu'ad. He wasn't a known Moisa who did it in the past. However, he threatened Rav Shela that he's going to be Moisa him l'malchus, and therefore, Rav Shela argued, he felt, he's entitled to kill that person because of the din Habo LaHogecho, Hashkem LaHogecho, but it was not the general din of roidev. Source number four would be an interesting shita brought in the Midian Sanhedrin, the Fayim Beis. In Masechet Sanhedrin, the Fayim Beis, Chazal deal with a Mishnah in Perek Zion of Masechet Ohalois, Mekasha Leilet. A woman that has problems with a childbirth and the baby jeopardizes the life of the mother. Kol zman shelo yotzeroi shemechatchen esa ubar, eivorim, eivorim. Yotzeroi shoy ein noigeboy, mepnei she'ein doiche nefesh, mepnei nefesh. The Gemara asks in Sanhedrin the Fayim Beis, why wouldn't the baby be considered a roidev? He is jeopardizing his mother's life. The Gemara responds, "Mishamaya korot fele." Bedin Raidif is only if there is intentional radifa. In our case, it is not the decision or the free will of the baby. It is Menashemayim, beyond the control of any boss of Adam, of any individual. And therefore, there is no din of Raidif. However, the Me'iri writes a tremendous chiddush. Other people cannot hurt the baby to save the mother, but the mother herself is entitled to destroy the baby to save her own life. Well, first of all, this is a strange halacha, totally irrelevant. I would like to see a Jewish mother that would wish to kill her baby to save her own life. Well, Jewish mothers, a Yiddish mama throughout history, as was very well known and documented, hundreds, maybe thousands of mothers gave away their lives to save their children. But nevertheless, this is a shitta brought in the media. How could we understand the shitta? The Gemara explains explicitly and clearly why the baby has no din of aroidif. So how could the mother kill the baby to save her own life? In my opinion, no, there's no din of aroidif, but there is a din of abolahogach huashkim lahorgoy. And this halacha does not take into account intention. And because the baby is jeopardizing the mother's life, the baby has a din of abolahogach huashkim lahorgoy. One of the big shaylos the Achronim ask regarding the sugya of Zimri and Pinchas. One of the most basic principles in the halacha of roidef is im yochal atzilo b'yechad ve'everov v'horegoy neregolov. When Reuven is chasing Shimon to kill him, or Joe is chasing Jack to kill him, anybody that could kill the roidef to save the life of the neredav is obligated to do so. That is not only a permission, but an obligation, a chiyuv. However, if you could save Shimon's life by injuring Reuven, you're mechuyev to do so. There is no point, no justification of killing a person if we could achieve our goal and objective merely by injuring him. And therefore, if you could shoot him in the leg, you don't shoot to kill. Yochal atzila b'yechad mi'everav, there is no heter to kill a roidef. So how could Zimri turn around and kill Pinchas if he could save Pinchas and save his own life by a very simple act? Just cut it out. Leave Kasbi, tifrosh min ha'avera. And then Pinchas would have no reason, no heter, to hurt you. So why isn't Zimri mechuyev lefroish min achet instead of killing Pinchas? Wouldn't that be a kal v'chaima of the din yochal atziloi be'echod me'evod? That is a big shayla. Well, as long as we are dealing with the question regarding Pinchas and Zimri, my answer would be a very, very simple one. Zimri, maybe he tried, but he couldn't. Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin Pei Bei say Shishin Nisim Nasu Boisisho. Tagim Yo Nisim Ben Uziel writes 12 Nisim. In some sources of Chazal, we learn about 10 Nisim. But nevertheless, one of the Nisim was Bo Malach V'Dobkon Zeh B'Zeh. An angel attached, glued Zimri to Kasbi, Kedei L'Kadei Shem Shemayim. He couldn't get away. So maybe Zimri tried, but he couldn't, and therefore he was entitled to kill Pinchas to save himself. Well, one might argue, well, if you saw it was a miracle, then you should conclude why was this miracle performed. Obviously, Pinchas should kill you and be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. So maybe Zimri argued, Lo Yidarshin and Dama Dekro. I don't know why a Kodesh Baruch Hu does miracles, but if I can't leave Kasbi, then I am entitled to hurt Pinchas. Pinchas has a din of aroida. But the Rambam quotes this halacha in Perek Yud Beis of Hilchas Isurei Bia. So how would we answer this question, not only dealing with Pinchas, Zimri, and Kasbi? In that story there was an ace, but throughout the generations This is a fixed halacha in the Rambam. And therefore, shuv tzorach iyun. How could Zimri kill Pinchas if he could merely be poirish minu aveira, and then Pinchas would have no heter, no rishus, and no reason to hurt him? Many years ago, one of the first forum I wrote, Minchas Oshem Masecha Pesachim Siman Gimel, I dealt with this question, and I wrote at great length a mahalach, which I later saw in Minchas Shloim of Reb Shmuel Zalman, and also in the name of Reb Shmuel Razovsky. So I am in very good company regarding this chiddush. The problem is only that Reb Shmuel and Reb Shmuel Zalman didn't retract their chiddush, and I did. So what is the mahalach? Let me try to explain with a mushal. What would the halacha be if Reuven tells Shimon, I want you to go, well, from New York to New Jersey, buy some merchandise for me, and it'll take you a few hours, but that is what I want you to do. Shimon says, I don't have any time, I'm not your eved, I'm not your slave, I have no intention of doing so. So Reuven says, well, if you don't do as I request, I will kill you. Shimon says, well, if you try to kill me, I want you to know the halach is abu lahagach u'hashkim lahargoy. I have a gun and I will respond accordingly. What is the halacha? Reuven said, I want you to go to New Jersey. And he takes out a knife. Shimon pulls his gun. He shot him in the head and he killed him. Would the halacha of Abu Lahagach U'Hashkim Lahargoy apply? Or we would say, Yochal Atzila B'Yecha B'Yeverov, what justification was there to kill a person? You could go to New Jersey and do as you wished, and then your life wouldn't be harmed and he wouldn't be killed. Why didn't you do so? Would that be similar to Yochal Atzila B'Yecha B'Yeverov? Or one might argue, Yochal Atzila B'Yecha B'Yeverov is Hatzola. It is the natural process and natural response. You are entitled to fight back. But if you could injure, why kill? That is the halacha of Yochal Atzila B'Yecha B'Yeverov. But he has no right to impose upon me to go to New Jersey or to Baltimore or to Wisconsin or to Honolulu. He has no right to impose upon me whatever I do not wish to do. And therefore, he has a din of Abu Lahagach U'Hashkim Lahargoy. I think that approach would be more sound and reasonable. So Reb Shmuel Zalman and Reb Shmuel Vani Akoten, we generally argue that Zimri has to be Poirish Minu Aveda because he has to be Poirish Minu Aveda Klapei Shemaya. But because Pinchas has no chiyuv to intervene, it's a reshus, it's a mitzvah, but not a chiyuv, therefore, ben Pinchas leZimri, Zimri says, Pinchas, this is none of your business. It is between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you insist to impose your standards and to kill me, then I am entitled to respond. And Abu Lahagach U'Hashkim Lahargoy. So that is my havamina, Reb Shmuel Zalman and Reb Shmuel's maskana. But my maskana, Lanius Daiti, Ketalmid Adan Lefnei Rabbeis of Vekarka, is different. And I think that Lefrosh Menachet is not the same as going to New Jersey or to Honolulu. It is part of what we're dealing with. It is part of the din of Kanu and Poi Gimboi. Aboy Laramis, Nitna Halocha Lamoisha Messinai Kanu and Poi Gimboi. It is not something which we would define as Milta Achrita. It is the essence, the heart of this Halocha. And therefore, I think that Zimri is Chayav Lefrosh Menachet Lo Rak Klapei Shemaya. אלא גם להציל את עצמו ולהציל את פינחס. And it definitely would be simple to me that Zimri has no permission and no justification to keep on with his wrongdoing bebeilas agoyo and killing Pinchas as a roidef. In reality, you know, many times I tell my talmidim, not everything is so poshut in halacha. And I really think that if Reuven told Shimon, I want you to go to New Jersey and do some business for me, if not, I'm going to kill you, and Shimon took out a gun and shot Reuven in the head, I think Shimon is a murderer. And I think Shimon would be expected, okay, then go to New Jersey. Go to New Jersey. So what would I say if Reuven tells Shimon, I want you to go to New Jersey not only today, but every day from now to eternity. If not, I'm going to kill you. Or I want you to do some crazy and dangerous things day and night. Well, at a certain point, I would agree that Shimon could turn around and tell Reuven, you are mad, you are insane, I am not going to be your puppet, and if you insist, I will respond and react, and in that case we will say, so I can't define exactly at what point would we say, it is no longer, it is, at the point of reasonability, of Sechel HaYosho, of Hagoshes HaTzedek, I will not try to define that right now. But I want to give another moshel just to clarify a point. What is the din of Reuven tells Shimon, Kta yodi ve'im lo ahargecho? Reuven tells Shimon, I want to chop off my left hand, if not I'm going to kill you. Shimon says, are you crazy? I never hurt a fly. I don't chop off people's hands. I'm not going to chop off your hand. And if you insist, I want you to know, ask him, I'm going to kill you. What we say, you could injure his hand. Why kill? But why should he injure his hand? His hand is not threatening me. So what happens if his hand is threatening you? Reuven tells Shimon, I want you to cut off or injure my left hand. Reuven has a knife in his right hand. With his right hand, he threatens Shimon, if you don't injure my left hand, I'm going to stab you with the knife in my right hand. So l'chaydeh the psak should be this. If Shimon could chop off or hurt Reuven's right hand and he didn't do so, then he's a ratzeach, because you're going to see the mechel me'evar of chayavolov. But if he could injure his left hand, doesn't have to do so, and he's entitled to kill Reuven instead of hurting his left hand, because his left hand is not threatening. Well, that lechoyde should be the psak, but it's totally outrageous, ridiculous, makes no sense. If you could hurt his right hand and you didn't do so, then you're a murderer, then you're a tzeach. If you get hurt his left hand, spare his life, spare your own life. You're not mechuyev to do so, and you're entitled to kill him. Doesn't make sense. But according to pure svara, if we accept the above mentioned svara, that should be our conclusion. So this brings me to a more complex conclusion. This is nita zay poshut. And in reasonable circumstances, we would say, if you could save that person's life and your own life by doing something that is beyond what you're mechuyev to do, something you don't feel comfortable about doing, but you're still mechuyev to do so in order to save his life, if it is beyond reason, something that totally alters the course of your own life or convenience, at that stage we would say this is no longer considered Yochala Hatziloi, this is the classical halacha of Abu Lahagachu, Hashkem Lahagachu. And therefore it is clear to me, Shimon doesn't want to hurt Reuven. He has no reason to chop off his left hand. But if he is really convinced that if he doesn't do so, Reuven is going to kill him, then he should injure his left hand. Totally unreasonable to say if you could injure his left hand, you don't have to do so. But if you could hurt the right hand that's holding the knife, you do have to do so. So this brings us back to my argument. I think Zimri definitely had to be punishment of Aveira, not only Klapei Shemaya, but also to avoid the need to kill Reuven. And that would fit into the concept of Yochal Atzilo B'Yechol B'Yevel. So how do we understand the halacha of Ilu Nefech Zimri V'Hogel HaPinchas Potel Olof? Two suggestions, and both Lidat Yor Torah says. Number one, Yochal Atzilo B'Yechol B'Yevel means, if I could injure instead of killing, I have to do so. If he could hurt him in the leg instead of shooting him in the head, you have to do so. Because when I hurt him in the leg, I saved myself. I have the right to be confident that I'm saving myself. I do not have to take chances and put my life into jeopardy to avoid saving myself by taking the life of the Roidev. That is the reason the Mizrochi is Machadish and Parshas Vayishlach brought in the Mishnah Lamelech Perek Aleph of Vilchus Reitzeach. But even though Yochal Atzilo B'Yechol B'Yevel of a Horgoi Chayev Olof, only other people, not the Nirdaf. Because we do not expect the Nirdaf to have such a clear mind and to calculate. Could I save myself by injuring him instead of by killing him? When your life is at stake, when your life is in immediate danger and you have a split second to decide where I shoot, well, another person, an observer, we expect him to make the right decision. Shoot to injure, don't shoot to kill. But the person that's threatened and his life is in immediate danger, we cannot expect him to have the cool to take such a decision. In a similar way, I think, Zimri wasn't mechuyev to take the chance. Maybe even if he would be Purish Menachet, Pinchas would still try to kill him, either out of kanoas or out of inertia. Maybe he wouldn't notice that he was Purish Menachet. Maybe Pinchas forgot the halacha shel achash purish menachet asur lefgo bo, and therefore Zimri was not mechuyev to take that chance. That would not be defined as Yochal Atzilo B'Yechol M'Yevelov. Yochal Atzilo, he is confident that he could save the Nerdev by injuring the Roidev. Zimri wasn't confident that merely by being Purish Men Oavera, he would save himself without taking the life of Pinchas. And therefore he wasn't mechuyev to take that chance. That is one approach. The other approach, which I think is the Poshet Pshat, but I agree that it doesn't fit in with the Rishonim I mentioned at the beginning of the Shia, and therefore I would say this Pshat in the Rambam and only in the Shita of the Rambam. Chazal mean to teach us Ilu Nefer Zimri and Pinchas still would come to kill him, in that case Zimri would be entitled to retaliate and kill Pinchas to save his own life. What's the Chiddush? Definitely is a Chiddush. Because one might assume or argue mistakenly that in the din of Kanu and Poigimboy, actually Boil Aramis is Chayev Mis. It is only Elachat Chiladikadin that if he was Purish Menu Aveira, then the Kanai shouldn't kill him. But that is only Elachat Chilad. Some type of a Midas Chassidus. But if he did kill him, even after he was Purish Menu Aveira, we would say, well, you had it coming. He deserved it because of the terrible Aveda that he did. And the Kanai wouldn't be considered a Ritzeach. It is only Alachat Chilat HaKadin. If he was Purish Menachet, then leave it to Beis Din. Don't intervene. But Bediyevet, if he killed him, well done. Chazal want to teach us, no, it's not well done. If he was Purish Min HaAveira, he is Ke'echod HaOdom B'Yisroel. And you have no right to hurt him. And if you did, that is murder. And that is what Chazal mean to say. Ilu nefach zimri v'haya poresh menachet v'af al piken pinchas haya ba'alav lehorgo. In that case, Zimri would be entitled to kill Pinchas because Pinchas has a din of haroidev. I think that that, to me, would seem to be the right interpretation of Divrei Chazal, because Chazal say, B'chod amacht, ilu pireish Zimri, Pinchas cannot kill him, and Pinchas would be considered a tzayach. And the other side of this same halacha is, the other side of this same halacha is, ilu nefech Zimri, because he has a din of eroid. So let's get back to the essence of this parsha. Pinchas ben Elozar ben Aaron HaKohen Heishev Eschamosi Mial B'nei Yisroel Bekano Yaskinosi B'socham Velo Chilisi Es B'nei Yisroel B'kinosi. The zeal of Pinchas, the kanoas of Pinchas, is a virtue we wish to remember. And in every generation we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, specifically said on Yom Kippur Kotten, Rachmona it kalon kena usay de Pinchas kano. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember for us the kanoas of Pinchas, because this kanoas is ma'orer rachamei shumayim. Rashi brings in the beginning of the parsha, it's actually a Gemara. Why does the Pasuk say Pinchas ben Elozar ben Aaron HaKohen Lafisha Shvotim Hoyu Mevazen Oisoi? They embarrassed Pinchas by saying, Hareitem ben Putizeh Shepitem Avi Imoy Agolam Lavayde Zora V'horach V'horag Nasi Shevet B'Yisrael. His father was an Oved Avayde Zora. His grandfather was an idol worshipper. L'chayde, that is nonsense. That is sheer stupidity. Why would that be relevant? Why would the fact that his Elta Baba or Elta Zayda was an Oved Avodah Zorah, what does it have to do with him? I think the Shvotim tried to make a point, and they weren't saying nonsense. So what was their point? The significance of Kenoas and the beauty of Kenoas is when the Kenoas stems from Midas HaRachamim, from love and compassion, not from chaos and anger and arrogance. Only then is Kenoas beautiful and lofty and sacred. The smack, one of the Baalei HaTosfos quotes Rabbeinu Peretz, an unbelievable chiddush in halacha. When you see a person chasing an ara merosa, he is a roidev, v'nitan latzila b'nafsha. So Rabbeinu Peretz writes in the name of, the smack writes in the name of Rabbeinu Peretz. Yezoa ma'oid shalo yekoshel ba'oisei oven, ba'im yekoshel ba'oisei aver, yekoshel b'yoda ki ilu shofach dam noki. If the matzil will himself transgress Yisr Arayis, then he will be considered a murderer. You kill the man to save an Aram Aras. If you're no better than him, what right did you have to kill him? Well, the din of Nitan Latzila Manafshe is a chiyuv. It's not a reshus. It's not voluntary. It's mandatory. So what could I do? The answer is, that is a chiyuv. You have to kill him, but you have to be a tzaddik as well. And if you won't be a tzaddik, yechosha biyoda ki ilu shofach dam noki. Because to destroy a person's life, to hurt a person, is always very questionable. It has to be justified, and it could only be justified by the purity, by your purity. And therefore, im yechosha b'oisei oven yechosha biyoda ki ilu shofach dam noki. And this basic idea applies to every kanai. The Gemara says, Kanoim Pogim Boy, Rashi and Sanhedrin Pei Bei's comments. Who are the Kanoim? Bnei Yod Makshirim HaMekanam Kinas Hashem. And there's an interesting Tshuva Nigris Moshe in which he writes to his son-in-law, the great Gaon Rabbi Moshe Shizkal. It is only them. It is only those Bnei Yod Makshirim HaMekanam Kinas Hashem that are entitled to be the Kanoim HaPogim Boy. Not everyone. And the Chiddush Aran explains, why did Pinchas rush to Moshe to ask him? What was his question? The Aran says his question was, am I fitting to be a Kanai? And Moshe said, no one is more fitting than you. So what made Pinchas qualify for this job, for this mission, to be the Kanai HaPogea B'Boi L'Rams? Only the fact that he was a man of mercy, of midas tovus, of compassion. There's a story in Brochas Daf Chof Amud Aleph. Rav Popa asks Abaye, "Ma'ishnu rishonim deslach hashlan nisa v'anan lo yislach hashlan nisa? Why in earlier generations there was zeichet nisim to miracles, and we aren't zeichet to miracles?" And Rav Abaye explains, "Rishonim demasa nafshav kedushas Hashem, there was zeichet to miracles." We lack Mesiras Nefesh for Kedushas Hashem. And the Gemara brings an example of a Kanai that had Mesiras Nefesh for Kedush Hashem. Rav Ada Bar Ahava, Hava Ka'ozel Bishuk. Rav Ada Bar Ahava was walking on the street and he sees a Isha de Lavisha Karabalt, a woman wearing a beged, which was considered a beged of pizzas. No more and no less. He approaches her and he tears that beged to shreds. Somebody told him, what are you doing? She ain't Jewish. He was so disturbed, he turned to that lady and asked her, what's your name? And she says, Masan. So he says, this is a play of words, Masan is similar to Matayim. So Masan is 400. And he takes 400 zuz out of his pocket and he pays her compensation for that beged. Well, B'toich Ami Anoichi Yeshev is probably many of us, many of the Frum community, they hurt a woman and, okay, she's not Jewish. So we said, he probably would say, not in English, but in Yiddish. No, Zol Zayin, you know, let it be. If she's not Jewish, it's a Vada Gut. That's not the Vada Bahava. She ain't Jewish. She's not mechuyev. So what right did I have to hurt her feelings, to embarrass her, to degrade her? So he turns to her and he asks, what's your name? We all recall Chazal say, Al tar b'ish tzicho emisho b'ish tayom r'kal v'choyim b'ish tzacherim b'bas Yisrael amro kal v'choyim b'nochriyo b'goyo b'shusaroch yochid amro kal v'choyim b'shusarabim. But that's not Ravada Barahava. He hurt this woman's feelings with no justification. He tries to be nice to her, asks her, what's her name? Well, instead of saying, let's look for Shamaut, where did you buy this Shmata? How much did it cost? But it's used. A used garment doesn't have the same value as a new one. No. He asks no questions, takes out his checkbook, 400 zuz, probably far more than that garment was worth. That was the Rav Ada Bar Ahava, and he was the Kanai. What else do we know about Rav Ada Bar Ahava? Yerushalmi Sof Masechet Tanis. He lived to a very old age, and he was asked, Bameh Herachtu Yomim? And he responds, Mi Yomai Lo Ekpadati B'Toich Beisi. I never was angry in my home with my family. How many people do you know, how many people do we know that could say, Miyamailo ikpadati betoich beisi? I never said an angry word to my wife, to my children, to my sons, to my daughters. That was Rav Ada Bar Ahava. A person with unbelievable midas tovus, a person that didn't even know what anger is, a person of love, of caring, of sensitivity, of compassion. But when it was negea to kedushas Hashem, he knew no limits. He was a zealot.
Korakar Baltami Oleo. Those are the Kanoim in whose merit we are zeichut to miracles. And that is why the Gemara tells the entire story. Not only the part of the story which proves that he was a Kanai. No, we need to prove that he was a person full of love and compassion, warmth and sensitivity. It is only then that his Kanoas has real value. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin in that same sugya that when Pinchas wanted to kill Zimri, Malachi Ashores wanted to push him away. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hanichulo, Kanai ben Kanaihu, Meshev Chemo ben Meshev Chemo. The Malachim don't know what is in the heart of human beings. And they assumed probably he's an angry person, Pinchas Malachos, and therefore his Kanoas doesn't really have much value. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, he's not only a Kanai, Meshev Chemo ben Meshev Chemo. His primary concern is Klal Yisrael, Midas Adin. And his primary intention is Leheshev Chemo. Meshev Chemo ben Meshev Chemo. And that is why the Pasuk says, Heshev es chamosim yal b'nei Yisrael, v'kanes kenosi b'sechem v'lechelisis b'nei Yisrael v'kinos. So the Shvatim said, what's the big deal? His grandfather was an Oyved Avei Dezor, and the Gemara says in Shabbos Kufei Yomid Beis, HaMeshabah Kelem B'chamosoi, Yeh Be'enecho Koi Oyved Avei Dezor. So obviously, there is a Kesha between Avei Dezor and Kaas. The Zohar in Parshas Bereishis is even clearer. Kol HaKoyes Ke'ilu Oyved Avei Dezor. So that was the argument of the Shvatim. Harisem ben Puti Zehavi imoy pitam agoram lavoy dezora. So it's only natural that he is a cousin, that he is an angry man. Probably in the morning he argued with a gabi because they didn't give him an aliyah. And later he killed an Asi Shevet B'Yisrael. It's in his genes, the Shvatim said. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, yes, it is in his genes. But you got the wrong grandfather. It's not that one, it's the other one. It is not Avi Yemoshe Pita Magoram Lavay Dezora. It is the other Zayda, Pinchas Ben Aroza Ben Aaron HaKoyen. Those are his genes. Aaron HaKoyen, Oyev Shurim, Roydev Shurim, Oyev Esabriyas HaMakav and HaTayra. Those are the Midos of Pinchas. That's his character and those are his traits. And it is with the midas of Aaron HaKoyen that Pinchas ben Aloza Heshev es chamosi b'al b'nei Yisrael b'kano yiskenosi b'sechem. Not 1 gram of kas, of kabdonis, with a heart full of chemlo and lachmonis and love and compassion and warmth. It is with those characteristics that Pinchas ben Aloza Kanai ben Kanai, Meshev Chemo ben Meshev Chemo, Heshev es Chamosi b'al b'nei Yisrael, b'kano yiskinosi b'sechem. That is why we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachmonayit Kalan, Kenausei de Pinchas Kano. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember for us the Kanos of Pinchas, and we should be zeich in his merit. To Yeshua Yisrael, Racham Meshemayim, Bias Goyal Tzedek, Bemheiro, V'yomeinu, Omein.